Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Hey everyone and welcome to Off Track. This is the chance where I, as Luca, get to talk to you about insights that matter to me, things that are happening in the week, personal reflections, or even thinking and talking about what's happened on previous episodes with guests. For those who are joining in for the first time, I'm super happy to have you, so welcome. And for those who are rejoining for more than one time, I'm delighted to have you back. Welcome back. So what am I going to talk to you guys about today? Well, the last 7 days have been quite interesting for me. I've done a lot of different suhoors and iftars. And other than my weight being definitely being challenged over that period, I've also done a bit of reflection around a certain question that seemingly keeps coming up. When you're at an iftar, or whether you're at a suhoor, or any dinner, or any social gathering, at some point, someone may ask you, if they don't know who you are, what do you do for a living? And that question can be as shallow as you want it to be in terms of your response or as deep as you want it to be. And this week, I've decided to go a little bit deeper. And it's all about really titles. It's all about how you want to come across. How do you want to project yourself to someone else? And what do you want them to know or think or feel about who you are as a person? You see, a lot of people, when they ask the question, what do you do for a living? They want to basically be able to identify what kind of person you are potentially, right? Based on your response. They're not asking you what your job is necessarily. They're asking what you do for a living. In the last week, I've changed my answer so many different times. So someone asked me, what do you do for a living? I say, I'm a podcaster. I'm a YouTuber. Another person has asked me, what do you do? And I said, you know what I do? I'm a consultant. I help businesses when it comes to marketing or media or content generation or even business ideas. So I basically tailored my response based on the person that's asking me the question, based really on what I think they want to hear, nothing more than that. Previously, when someone asked me that question, I had a lot more certainty. I'd be able to say, you know what, I'm the CEO of a media agency based here in Dubai, but running across the region. You know, I had that as a job title, and I could really crystallize what I did for a living in that kind of sentence. There are a lot of people, though, and I'm now one of them, that have a lot of uncertainty about how to answer what you do for a living. Do they lead with a title, or do they lead with sort of a range of different type of feelings, passions, emotions, all wrapped into what they do for a living? And there's a lot more uncertainty when it comes to that. So take me, for example. Right now, if someone asks me, how do I make a living? All right, it's through YouTubing and podcasting. It's through being able to do keynote speaking. So I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of hosting, event hosting. I also focus on my communication coaching business, as well as my business consultancy based on my background. So I have different ways in which I'm able to make some money. Having said all of that, what do I do for a living? And how do you sum that up? It's a bit challenging. And you kind of feel sometimes a little bit embarrassed, potentially, or I used to feel a little bit embarrassed, particularly the early stages of my journey with what I did. If I had a business professional, let's say, who knows, in their 40s, who asked me, what do you do for a living? And I said, you know what, I'm a podcaster. It wouldn't be so much about their judgment. It'd be how I'm judging myself as I see that and as how I say that. Now, I've done a lot of work over the last few months to sort of make myself really feel empowered and confident about being able to answer these types of questions. But a lot of us, when people ask us, what do? We may have a great job title, but we may sort of hide behind that job title as that is what's defining us. And that is just wrong. We should not let a job title define who we are, especially to an audience who don't necessarily know us. That is our window. That is our opportunity to be able to speak to them and tell them who we are, to project a certain type of positioning, a certain type of brand to that person, to that potential, that stranger. So you're either in two camps. You either are super certain of who you are, what you're all about, and can answer that, what do you do for a living, with a title, and you're quite proud of that title, or you're a little bit uncertain and you may not feel super confident with your response. So you try to bundle in other things to create the sort of persona package of who you are. And it's quite an interesting thing where I've started to realize a lot of people deal with this question quite differently. A lot of people put the emphasis behind their job title to define who they are, versus increasingly more people are now talking about their passions and what they're interested in and who they are as a person to define who they are as a human being. And you're even seeing this on platforms like LinkedIn, right? Where, you know, in the old days you put like, I don't know, CEO, CMO, CFO, whatever the case is, if you're a C-level. Now you might see someone, that same person, putting dad or wife or mother before that title, where they're trying to give a much more of a holistic sort of positioning of who they are as a brand, and not to be defined just as one single title. Essentially, they're trying to humanify their title and their positioning. But again, how we project ourselves is so, so important. If someone introduces me on stage and they use a certain title, I feel a little bit limited with being that, but that's just not who I am. I'm much, much more than that. And I feel we're seeing now a growing insight and a growing trend of people no longer wanting to be defined by just a singular title. In fact, a lot of the guests that I've had on the show have had much more than one title. I mean, Ricardo Karam has done so many different things. Mace Muhammad, you know, she started off in one career, sort of pivoted into three or four or five different others. Anthony Tuma, very, very similar as well, where, you know, if for them, it's not about being pigeonholed into one specific industry or one specific job, because if you do that, you're in a danger of never being able to having the chance to reinvent yourself, to grow, to learn, to develop. And other people will somehow keep you in that box, in that cage, because for them, you're just that one thing. You're just that one title. And that can never be a good thing. So what I'm looking for more and more when people ask me, you know, what do I do for a living? I respond now with a lot more confidence in who I am and what I'm doing. But I'm also equally looking to see how they will sort of position themselves, how they will describe themselves to other people. When I say, oh, tell me about you, what do you do? How they first answer that question becomes really interesting, because it gives you an insight into what kind of person that they are, or how at least they see themselves. But that can be a very, very limiting, specifically if you come from a mindset or generation gap where your title, your job title, was absolutely everything. So again, being overpowered by a job title to define you as an individual is a very, very dangerous place to be, especially where, you know, the future now looks like increasingly you're not going to have just a singular one career. You know, if you're a 15-year-old now and you're planning to go to university, you know, and you might just have one career, you're planning to have one career. The way AI is evolving and adapting, the way companies are potentially being dissolved and reborn in different ways, and increasingly becoming more and more flexible in terms of how they work and the business models around it, you're not going to have just one career anymore. You're going to have many, many types of careers. So the use of one title to define who you are becomes even more potentially, you know, redundant. So it's super important that we start to practice and develop our own brands when we get asked that question, what do you do for a living? Your title, like I said, should not be a one thing. It cannot be all-encompassing. And if you have a word that describes who you are and what you do for a living, I'll be super impressed. But it's too limiting as an individual. And in an era where AI and tech is developing, now is the time for us as humans, as people, to be creative, to flourish, to push our boundaries, to learn, to explore, to be curious, you know, and to sort of respond in a way that makes us just intrinsically human. So I think the personal qualities really need to start shining through. And we're moving much more into that sort of experience economy, where picking up different experiences and life experiences now, but just becomes part of who you are. We should celebrate them. We shouldn't hide away from them. So this is one of the key insights that I've learned really in the last, not just in the last week, but over my course and journey from moving from a 9 to 5 and being feeling like I cannot move away from a CEO title. I can't act in a certain way because I'm a CEO, to now a situation where I feel like I can share more, I can do more, because I'm no longer feeling bound by a certain title. And you might be like me, or was like me in the past, where you're in a job right now and you feel you can't really speak up. You can't really be yourself or express yourself for fear of being judged. But ironically, everyone is in that same boat. And it's all about the confidence in how you want to project yourself and how you want to put yourself out there. So it really does boil down to not what you're saying or what your title is. It's how you say it. It's how you feel it. It's how you express it, and how you want to project yourself to other people. You know, over the last sort of few months, I've also been doing a lot of soul searching when it comes to the name of the show and the rebranding of the show. And, you know, we are going through a big rebrand for the current The Inside Track with Luca Allen. We're moving into a different, a slightly different area, because I don't want to be necessarily specifically focusing on just one area. And I also want it to be more about me. You know, the feedback that I've got from season one and season two is one of the reasons why people, you know, like, will watch the show. Yes, you have nice, interesting guests. It's great. But they'll come back because of you, Luca, because you know, you're the glue, you're the consistent voice between all the different episodes. And I've been shying away from that. If you actually look at the title of my podcast, it's called The Inside Track with Luca Alam. It's sort of tagged on there at the end because I was very much still in the mindset of, as a CEO, I don't want to be, it shouldn't be about me. It should be about the actual quality of the content, of the production, of the product, with my name sort of tagged on at the end. But the irony is that actually what makes shows successful is by being yourself, by making it more and more human, by personalizing it. So as a quick reveal, we are going to be renaming the show in much more in line with sort of me and of course, what I'm trying to get across with these types of weekly off-track episodes, as well as conversations that I have with the guests. So as a world exclusive, if you like, guys, as starting with season three, so not quite yet, but at the start of season three, The Inside Track with Luca Alam will now be changed to Luca's Inside Track. Very simple, short, to the point, personal, and bringing me much more into the focus. Not because it's not about trying to be egotistical. It's about making it clear that actually this is about a human. This is about a journey. This is about being curious. This is about learning. This is about development. And not to be shy of what that could look like, but actually to try and celebrate it. So I was very uncomfortable with the feedback I got when people were saying, you know, people that are in the industry saying, Luca, this show needs to be more about you. I was uncomfortable with that. But the more and more I realized, actually, it's the confidence that you have in yourself, how you want to project yourself, allow yourself to be open and not to be dictated by a certain title. That's what gives you the opportunity to flourish, to be creative, and ultimately to be human. So titles are important, 100%, but they should never, ever be defining. And too often, people have in the past, at least, been relying on their job title to define who they are. They've been relying on, let's say, a title of a podcast to define who they are. But the more open you leave it, the more rounded you can make it, and the more confident you are in talking around it, means that actually you as a person are limitless. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. Why should we be confined based on a certain skill set or a certain job title or a certain function? We can be much, much more than that. We've got to allow ourselves to feel that we have that confidence to go out and do it, to go out and make it happen. So titles are there. They shouldn't be necessarily completely adhered to. They should be bent. They should be added to. But more importantly, it's about how you want to project yourself to the outside world and no longer feel like you need to be bound by having a certain title. The Inside Track with Luca Alam has been an amazing experience for me. It's given me the opportunity to meet a fantastic amount of people, but I've been doing it a little bit from the shadows. I've been doing it mainly as a support act, even though it's my show. So the whole premise of this and why I'm talking to you about titles is to say you've got to take control of your own life. You've got to be proud of who you are and what you represent and what you stand for, and not to shy away from it, not to hide from it, but to celebrate it. So that's it. That's my insight of the week, if you like. That's what I want to talk to you today on Off Track. I'm really excited about next week because we're doing the final stages of the season three rebranding. The logo and all that is all going to be looking slightly different. But the quality of the content, hopefully, as you guys will see and you'll hear, will still be great. So I'm really, really excited about what's coming next on season three. We have an amazing, amazing, amazing guest lineup. And I get to be much more myself as well, which can never be a bad thing, at least for me. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Really, really appreciate all the support and looking forward to already speaking to you next week.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard App.